How do you feel about The Rock?
He's all right.
He's all right.
Yeah.
Would bet you wouldn't say that to his face if he was here.
I don't know.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. Dwayne Johnson's awesome. I love him. And there's nothing that he does that I won't watch. You know how I know that?
How do you know that?
I saw The Tooth Fairy.
Oh, geez.
It is not the best
so
script.
So bad.
Yeah, I know, but I watched every minute and I did kind of like it. I hated to say it, but I did. So he's come out with something new. It's called The Titan Games. It was on in the last couple of months. And it's kind of like he looked at American Gladiator and Ninja Warrior, put them together and thought, that's kind of like my warm-up. I'm going to take it up a notch. And there you had Titan Games. I loved it. I thought it was really cool. And what I really liked was the message behind it, because his goal was basically to motivate people to reach their potential physically and mentally by being strong. So strong body equals strong mind equals our guest today. Her name is Nicole Root, and she's one of the original Titans.
Nice.
But she was not always strong. In fact, it took a therapist totally calling her out on something about her daughter for her to radically change her life and her habits. She's owned a private preschool for 19 years. She works out 3 times a day. She starts at 3:30 in the morning. She continues with a 10-mile run while the preschoolers are on their mats taking their nap.
Jeez.
And then she does another one at night after they've gone home.
That's dedication.
It's awesome. And I am just dying to ask how she got onto the show. Her advice to anyone who's on the fence about taking control of their health. And mainly I want to know how she's been able to last as a preschool teacher for almost 2 decades. Because fun fact, I once worked in a preschool. Keyword once. More on that to come as we welcome Titan, Nicole Root. I'm Deirdre Fitzpatrick, and I am obsessed with knowing how people do things. They write the book, they start the company, they go from idea to reality. I call it the art of the follow-through, and I want to know how people go from A to B. This is the Dying to Ask podcast. Nicole, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited. I have a feeling Jeff's going to be like, you got to stop talking. It's like a 5-hour podcast. Because I probably will want to talk your ear off.
Yay.
I know the obvious thing is to start talking to you about Titan Games, but I'm actually intrigued by the fact that you've been working in a preschool for 19 years.
Yeah.
That is a hard job.
Yeah. Yes and no. Like, it's a gift. I started it because I couldn't afford daycare. And I was pregnant. And I told my mom, like, I'm pregnant. She's like, well, it's your child. Like, you got to do something. And so I looked around at a preschool or at a couple of preschools, and I was like, yeah, no, my baby will be with me. And then it's just been a gift ever since. Like, I don't know any different.
Well, that's great. One of my jobs, I had many jobs when I was in college, and one of them that I thought would be great was working in this preschool because I worked at a radio station. It's true story. I worked at this radio station, Hinkson Avenue in Columbia, Missouri. It was on one end of the street. The preschool was in the middle of the street, and then my house was all the way at the other end of the street. And I'm like, this is like as convenient as it gets. I lasted 4 days.
That happens to me too. We go through people.
Yeah. And during those 4 days, I fell asleep in class nonstop because I was still in college. And one of the kids, I used to wear hoop earrings, grabbed the hoop.
Oh, mm-hmm,
yeah. You know what happened.
Sure.
Yep. Haven't worn hoops in many, many years because of that.
But it's so rewarding because if they're lying to you, it says it across their face. Like,
oh,
it's just
my
like,
gosh,
I'm
yes.
so lying. Or like the eye roll or that. I'm like, yeah. Dude, you're telling me that you're not being honest.
But when I heard that there was a preschool teacher on Titan Games, I knew, based on my very limited experience, she's tough. If she's lasted that long, she's tough. So let's talk a little bit about what your life has been like. You're on this inaugural edition of the show, which was mm-hmm. just such a fun show.
It was really fun.
Oh, my gosh.
It really was.
How'd you end up on the show?
Honestly, the girls and I were sitting, because I have 2 teenage daughters, and we were sitting on the couch, and I was scrolling through Instagram, and it came up, one of my girlfriends had posted that she just sent in her application and did her video, and I was like, well, I can do that. And so, and it was like 11 o'clock at night, and the
cutoff was that day. Were your daughters mortified, or like, yeah, you could do that?
That they were okay with, because I keep on telling them, like, I kind of want a cage fight. And they're like, Mom, no, no. Because I'll say something and they'll be like, but you do it when you say things because that scares us. Because I want to live before I die. And if it's like super scary.
Do you want to die in a cage?
Well,
she's thinking about it.
My theory with that is that I'm just going to be faster than them and not get hit because I've never been hit. But then I actually went to an MMA
coach. That's my theory on mountain lions when I'm trail running. I don't have to be fastest one in the group. I just have to be faster than you.
You, yep.
That's
or be able to trip somebody, right?
Exactly.
Make it easy prey.
So anyway.
For sure. So I pulled up the application and I was like, yeah, this is my name. I'm old. I've got kids. And then there's other questions. I'm like, yeah, not applicable. It's none of your business. None of your business. None of your business.
Like what? What did they ask that you said was none of their business?
It wasn't really anything. It was like, I was just doing it because it tempted me. So it was just like, whatever, you know, like I didn't care. It was probably like, I don't know. They asked like what's the biggest challenge in your life or just typical like character questions. And some of them I was just like, eh, whatever, you know, like I'm pretty private, like on social media about like my kids and my family, because it's not their choice to be there.
Amen. Like, yeah.
Like it's me. And when they got old enough, because I, you know, my husband and I agree that like, he's like, not me, not the girls. And then the girls grew up and they're like, this is my mom. This is my mom. And I'm like, oh, they're putting themselves in my life now. Yeah, this is a go. Good.
But when you submit an application to a show like that, typically somebody who says, I'm not going to tell you anything, isn't super appealing to well, have on
I,
a TV
I
show.
I did tell some things and then they wanted a video. And I looked online at some of the videos after I had done it. And I was like, never hearing back. And I was like, what am I going to do? So I went through all my race videos, like, because I do the OCR racing or just whenever I'm doing something fitness and the girls
And what
are
is
with
OCR
me.
Racing?
So it's obstacle course racing. It's like Spartan races, Tough Mudders. I just did an epic, super cool. And my girls and their friends, I'll take them on adventure. Like, we'll drive to Arizona. We'll drive to Utah. I'll be like, you going with me? And so they'll video things. And all you hear is like, go mom, go mom. And I'm like, so playing the mom card. And I got a call. And I was like, what? Okay. But the videos that other people did were really amazing, like intimidating. Because I'm like, wow, these people are real athletes. Like, they're super strong. Like, I wouldn't necessarily, like, see myself as an athlete. Like, I'm a mom. This is my hobby. I like to do this. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel strong. This is where I get my confidence. And so, but I don't really see myself as, like, anything different than the mom that goes to the gym and does Pilates or what have you. So it's just kind of weird.
So you submit it, they call you, and then how soon after is it that you end up on the show?
So I think I got the phone call in like the end of April or beginning of May, and then they sent us out to the combine in July, and we were there for like 2 days, met everybody. It was kind of like an obstacle course. We did like just deadlifts. It was, somebody told me it's kind of like football. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, cool, maybe I should play football. I saw that lingerie football league. I was like,
I'll do that after the cage.
I don't know how to play football. But I did look at that too. And so we did some like football stuff, I guess. And I did better than I thought. There was an obstacle course at the end. There were a few things where like, yeah, do a lateral jump. I'm all, yeah, okay. But it was like deadlifts and running and just a lot of people. I think there was like 100.
Just stuff you like.
Yeah, it was so fun. And the people were cool too. Such positive energy.
And so how soon after that are you on the show?
So in July, we started filming like the first weekend in September. And we were there for about like 2.5 weeks. And so it was cool because things got changed around a lot because we were on the Rock schedule. And so you didn't really know what was going to happen or what wasn't going to happen. So actually, like, after the show, I lost a lot of my fitness and my strength and my speed. It was totally worth it, but I canceled races because I was like, I can't get hurt. I mean,
the Rock might need me.
Yeah.
So where did they tape the show?
We were in L.A. Okay. At, like, some raceway or something.
And so how long a process was that?
The show filming wasn't that long. It was about 2 weeks of like interviews and makeup and photo shoots and just getting to know everybody, which was really nice. And then obviously I didn't win, so I went home a lot sooner than a lot of other people, but I competed too, like twice, like 2 days, and it was cool.
And so what, when you're doing all of that and you're doing like the interviews and the stuff that goes with it, had you ever done anything like that in your life?
No, and I didn't like it because everybody, like the younger generation, they're just so, like, they love the camera and they love to talk and they're so well spoken and, you know, they just know everything. They watch this stuff all the time. I don't watch it. Like, I didn't even start following The Rock until I was like, oh, I think I should start following him. Like, man. And then I was like, wow, this guy's really rad. And then I met him, like, wow, he's really a good dude. But yeah, just everybody was so in the know about fitness, about like what to wear. Like my favorite, oh, come here. Okay, what's your angle? What's your good side? I'm like, I don't know. Are you telling me I have a bad one? Like, or like when they were doing some of the food, okay, smile. Oh, not so much. That's a grimace. I'm like, oh, good Lord, this is hard.
You're not even smiling right.
I'm like, dude, I'm trying.
Well, it's funny because you're joking about the younger generation and you're 39.
I'm going to be 40 next month. I'm ready for that. I want to be 40. Like, let's do this.
I think you're doing 40 well. That is for sure. But it is interesting because, like, I think when you look at, like, the people who ended up on that show, and I loved that show because I was, we're kind of in the same age group here. I loved American Gladiators growing up.
Okay, that was cool. And you know what's so funny is when we went there, we didn't know what to expect. They said, okay, it's a mixture of American Gladiator and American Ninja Warrior. And I'm like, please don't make me swing from anything. And I hate dodgeball. So if somebody, like, throws something at me, I'm going to lose it. Like, we don't do that. Like, we're a mom. Snowballs.
Yep.
And no. No.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't know. Even, like, when we stepped on that stage, we had no clue. We just see this, like, huge arena and everything is larger than life. You don't know what you're doing. Like, and it wasn't, nobody really had an advantage. I mean.
Did you know, but you knew it was Dwayne Johnson, right?
We knew it was Dwayne Johnson, okay. But we didn't know. We didn't even know, like, the setup. I think we finally found out, like, it was, like, an elimination at first. For some reason, I was given the impression that we were going to go in as a team. And it was going to be teams. And I think that was probably, like, the Gladiator thing. I mean, I don't know. So it was all just a surprise.
It was all just fun.
Yeah, fun.
Just fun.
Yeah.
So coming home and being off the show, what's the biggest difference in your life having been on that show?
Well, when the show finally came out, we had been home for so long. And we, you know, you can't talk about it and you can't tell anybody about it. And so it was kind of just like, it never happened. And then people see you and they're like, oh, wow. And I think, like, the coolest thing about it was just watching the change in my preschoolers. Like, them believing that, like, they could do anything. Or Coco did this, so I can do this. Or we train with Coco and we do all this, so we're going to do it. And I'm going to be a Titan. So I think, like, watching their confidence, that was by far the biggest reward. And the friends.
That's very cool. So we need to take a break, but that leads us into what I want to talk to you about in the next section, which is probably, I'm just putting on my producer cap here, I know why they picked you, because your backstory is really good, and it's all about the story on these shows. And when you talk about inspiring your preschoolers, the truth is this all happened because you wanted to inspire your daughters, and we'll get to that right after this. Review of the week comes from A. Bloom, who says, enjoyed listening on a long commute. I love that.
That's a long commute.
It is. And that's how I listen to podcasts too. Sometimes I don't live that far away. Sometimes I take the long way home just so I can keep listening to a show.
Yeah.
Sometimes I sit in the driveway and I finish it. Super fun like that. Thanks for the iTunes review, A. Bloom, and keep them coming. So you weren't always this into fitness.
No.
So how did that all start?
Well, my youngest was being picked on at school. And I took her to the therapist and just to see what was going on. And the therapist immediately pointed it at me. And she's like, you came in here with your head down.
She pointed at you.
Yeah. She's like, you know, your head's down. You don't look me in the eyes. Just pointed out that how insecure and, like, confidence I lacked. And
was that true?
Yes, totally. Because I was a high school athlete and I was so active. And then when I became a mom, I found out I was pregnant at my physical for college soccer, and so I'm a mom, and now I'm not playing soccer.
Wow, so you hear you're heading off to college to go play soccer.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
And so I just stopped. I stopped everything active and was like, I'm a mom now. This is my responsibility. And because I was young, I was afraid. I felt like people were judging me, like, she's young and she's going to be a bad mom. And so I had to prove that I was a super rad mom and capable and loving and I could take care of these people. And so I just let myself go. And I just didn't want to. I was heartbroken. That was all I was. I was an athlete. I wasn't an overweight, you know, mom. And so the therapist pretty much said that if I wanted my girls to have confidence, I needed to model it. And I was probably going to have to fake it. And there was a lot of faking it. And I started doing, like, a morning boot camp at 5 a.m. And then it was just, like, little things. I noticed I was getting stronger, leaner, and the girls would notice these things. And then
were you – I know you said you weren't, like, working out like you had been for soccer, but were you overweight?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then I was everything. Like, I'd been everything from 113 to almost 200 pounds. people would say, oh, no, you're not overweight or that's silly. But I mean, I gain it everywhere equally. And I'm short. So I just looked like really thick. But I probably hung out around like 150 pounds and it was not muscle. And I'm 5 foot. So that's not, it's not healthy. So, yeah, I've been a little bit. But then, and so then I would like, I would yo-yo. Like, I would eat salads all the time. And my little one, I would be like, oh, I'm not drinking my calories. I'm not drinking my calories. So actually, not my little, my oldest one would be, I caught her reading labels. And I was like, oh, she's in kindergarten. No way is she going to be looking at this stuff. So I realized that that was a bad example and tried to change that too. And it was just, I like food. Food's fabulous.
Food
like,
is fabulous.
It's so wonderful.
Like, there's no doubt about it.
As makes everything
is,
better.
As is some balance, too. Balance is
didn't
good, too.
Didn't have balance.
So as you start exercising and things start kind of coming together and you're making the connection, which is interesting because this is exactly what The Rock talks about and why he started the Titan Games, was he wanted to show that link between being physically strong and being mentally strong, and that they can't, they're not synonymous. They work together. And it's not an accident that when you train your body, you can train your mind. Mm-hmm. And when your mind is trained, you can handle a lot of things in life. So at what point does it cross from going to boot camp in the morning and leaning up a little bit to where you are now, which is considerably different?
My girls are getting harder to impress. No. No, I just noticed like slow changes. And my boot camp guy was like, you know, you kind of outgrown this. Why don't you try CrossFit? And so I started doing CrossFit, and literally in a matter of 2 weeks, because it was something I had not done before, my body like transformed. It started. My weight was always the exact same, but I'm like, holy cow, wow. Like I was seeing different results because I was doing different things. And then there was like, you know, another part of it too. And I always use this like, and as an example for my girls, is when I was at the boot camp, all the girls were doing mud runs, like all the women. I'm like, wow, that's fun. That's fun. And I was too lazy, or not lazy. I was busy with my job to like research and find out where they were. And so I'd ask them, hey, I want to do it with you. I want to do it with you. And then like 2 weeks later, I'd see them all post pictures of them out this mud run. And I'm like, dude, like I wanted to do it. Well, I kept on getting hurt because I was left out. I'm so sensitive. I'm in a preschool. Everybody is nice to me. Like people just aren't mean to me. I put on
glitter nail polish. You're the coolest person there.
Yeah, I put on nail polish or a flower in my hair and I'm beautiful. Like, like people just aren't mean to me. And I kept on getting left out. And I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. So I finally like researched one. And I was like, oh. And then I kind of, I asked around. I was like, oh, these girls are doing it. These girls, fine. I'm going to go and I'm going to beat them all. I'm like, you want to exclude me? You're going to have to watch me too. And so I tell
watch me win.
Yeah, I was trying. And so like I explained to my girls that when you're really mean to somebody, it's either, you know, an insecurity or whatever, who cares? If you don't like somebody, you don't like them. So you don't want to see them do well. So here's the thing, like, don't be the fuel to somebody's fire. Like, be cool to them, be nice, because if the two girls who knew that what they were doing made me who I am today because they just weren't nice, I mean, how would that feel? Like, that would suck, being like, I was mean to her and now she's rad. Like,
yeah.
So it's just a lesson, you know?
I really hope they're listening.
I don't think they even know who they are, because if you're mean to me, you don't get the satisfaction.
Do you know what's funny though? They probably don't, because people don't usually
know.
They don't know that what they did or what they said or what they posted had any kind of an influence on somebody. But it's interesting that you took it and you turned it into a positive.
Well, especially as adults, like it's just not cool to be mean. And you think like, oh, she's an adult, she can handle it, or she's gonna forget about it tomorrow. But I think like the same thing, you really don't. I mean, some people don't. And it's not that I care what people think, it's that I'm nice, you know, like, and I don't, it hurts. If people are mean, that hurts. So just, I don't know, but they made me better. So thanks for being a butthead. I
Things you never say at the preschool. So at what point then did you start to, because what's really interesting about your story, and again, this is why they wanted you on the show, is that you have found a way to fit fitness into your life because you still run your school.
Yes.
You are really, really busy. You're also a mom, a wife. How did you start figuring out how to fit fitness into your life? And when did you start taking it up? Because you're up at before, I was going to say at the crack, but you're up like way before the crack of dawn to get stuff
well,
in.
Well, when I did race and I saw that I was competitive with these amazing athletes, not there, but competitive, I was like, I have to do more. And they're training more, but I only have so many hours in the day. And my first kid gets there at 6:30, leaves at 5:30. And so I started going to the gym, like, I'll wake up at 3:20, try so hard not to push snooze. And then I'm at the gym by 4, and then at like 5:30, I'm out, and I make sure I take my grandparents' garbage and bring them their milk because they're stuck in home.
Oh my gosh, you're such a good person.
And then I love them. They're my family.
So what are you doing at 4 a.m.? Like, what's your workout at 4 a.m.?
So
like?
Always treadmill work because I'm so scared to run outside at that time.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do sprints or whatever. And just easy stuff. I like to keep it really basic because it's just too early to think. I saw something somewhere like, go to the gym before your brain knows what you're doing.
Before it even knows you're awake.
It's literally what I'm doing. And, like, I'll post my workouts and stuff. And I know there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's what I felt like or what my mood said. And I have, like, a go-to one, like a fallback. Like, if you don't do something, you have to go do 250 floors on the stairs to death. Well, that takes, like, if you're, like, going so fast, which you're not doing it for, it takes like 36 minutes. No, thank you. So like I have just like some basic like body weight or like little weight things or cable machines where I can't hurt myself. But and pretty much always the same thing or whatever makes me happy because it's just like because it makes me happy. It does. If I don't go in the morning, then I just feel, I don't know, I feel kind of sad. Like, I think, like, that whole Legally Blonde, like, endorphins make you happy. Like, they make you happy. So I don't know. So, yeah. So I just do that, and then I hang out with the kids. Most of the time, if I don't have time to get my ab work in at the gym, then at circle time, I'll be like, okay, guys, we need to do flutters. We need to do crunchies. We need to do rocket ships. We give them, like fun little names, or we'll do squats, and we'll call them up and downs, or just whatever. And they're like, oh, it hurts. Oh, it's okay. You got more. Like, they'll do it. And you just see, like, the pain sometimes. And you're like, stop if you want. They're like, but you're going still. Okay. So, like, oh, sorry about that. I'll squeeze in, like, whatever workouts that I can with them.
Which is interesting because you're incorporating activity the entire day.
Yeah. And if they say that they can't do it, like, they'll be like, it's time for aerobics. Oh, no, go. I'm like, okay. So now I'm like, hey, it's math time. They're like, what? I'm like, okay, who could count to 20? Like, I don't like math either.
My gosh, what is the waiver like at your preschool? Your children will be doing the following.
Well, I tell them, if they fall, I'm going to turn my head and just see what the cry sounds like first. So if it's like, you know, the moms know the cry.
You know,
like,
the cry.
Oh, man. And then most of the time, like, if you're not looking at them, it didn't happen. So, yeah. So you're pretty safe.
Exactly. I do the same thing in the newsroom when I hear the cry. I'm like, that's not a real one. I know the
that's
real cry.
That's your mom will fall for.
I'm not falling for that fake cry, fake laugh.
For real.
So what did you notice? Because you know how the working out made you feel and the change it made in your life. What have you noticed with little kids?
Oh, it's so crazy. They think they're... not think, they are stronger. And they'll be like, I'm strong. They'll flex. Now they say, well, I'm a Titan. They used to say they were a Spartan. Because like, when it's my birthday, like I have competitions with them. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have a birthday party. And the little boy's like, well, I'm having a nice, you know, a snow cone machine. I'm like, oh yeah, me too. And cotton candy. So I like turn my birthday into this massive thing where we'll do like a Spartan race. And this year it's going to be Titan Games. Like I'm going to have them pulling cinder blocks and jumping over things, like dangerous, cool stuff.
I love it.
So, It makes them feel strong to see that they have strength even though they're little.
And it has this, like, real empowering effect, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. I was looking at one of my preschoolers, and I'm like, that little girl has a six-pack, and she's stronger than all of us. And she's hanging from this bar. I'm like, do you think you should get down now? I can help you because it's on my patio, and it's cement. And she's like, no, I got this. And her dad's like, she's always up in a tree. I can't get her down. Like I love it. They're not kids that want to be in front of, like, screens. They want to be active.
Do you think that's a big lesson for all parents in terms of the way we're doing stuff these days?
For sure.
Because I have a feeling you and I raise kids very similarly.
For sure,
I have been described as somewhat laissez-faire, which is not necessarily a compliment in the mom's group, let me tell you. They're like, is it okay for him to do that? Well, he'll do it once.
We'll find out.
Maybe twice.
Hopefully we're not going to go to the
maybe
hospital.
Three times. Yeah, but I mean, do you feel like that's maybe a little bit of what's missing, not only for kids, but maybe for adults too? Because it's interesting how much your life changed once you stopped listening to the other girls, no matter how old they were.
For sure. Well, I think like we coddle them and we're afraid to give them the chance to be amazing or to be great. And I think like even with ourselves, like I know for me, definitely, I hold myself back a lot because, you know, we try so hard. And what if that isn't enough? So, I mean, even today, there's things that I'll give up on because I know how hard I'm working towards something. My sister said the funniest thing to me. She said, I really hope you never win a race. And I was like, dude, you're rude. I was like, what does that mean? And, you know, and I'm not the fastest by any means. Sometimes I get lucky. If I want to win, I have to run an ultra. That's like 32 miles. And that's just because it's my mind. Like, I don't quit. So, but I'm not fast. So I just have to, like.
But you'll outlast
them. I just have to outlast them.
And outwork.
Yeah. So, and pray a little bit, pray. But she just didn't want me to win. Well, 2 years ago in Jersey, I won my first race. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's what this feels like. That's cool. But like a win lasts, what, a day, a week maybe? And then you're the same person you were before you started. And so like how much harder do you work and do you keep on working? So you have to find something other than a win. And then I understood what she meant by like, I just hope you don't win. Because now like, I don't know, like I'm glad I didn't win Titan. I made these amazing friends. I got to watch other people excel and do great. And I'm still just me. I'm still like the girl next door that anybody can be like, anybody can do. You can wake up. I have some of my preschool moms go to the gym with me at 4 a.m. I have one. She is doing amazing. And I got the best compliment from this ex-football player. He was like, oh, I walked in and I saw you guys doing deadlifts. He's like, you're really good at your job. And I'm like, I don't see any kids here. He's like, no, she has changed completely. He's like, and if you haven't noticed, her t-shirt went to a tank top, went to a spaghetti string. And she is. She's
clearly really he had noticed.
He did. And he's so rad. Like, I always pick like the biggest guy to work out with because I'm like, he's going to teach me something. And if they're a football player, they're totally going to teach you something. And he like happily married. He wasn't flirting with anybody. He was just being so cool. And I was like, oh. And so I called her and I was like, dude, I just got the best compliment. Like, my friend said da 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 da, and she's like, wow, really? And then I apologize. I'm like, sorry, I didn't notice. I mean, like, we're just working out together all the time. I see you every morning, but yeah, you're doing great. She's like, yeah, I am. I've lost this. I'm doing this. And I'm like, holy cow. And then watching her go every single day at 4 a.m., like, who does that? Like, she does
people,
it.
People who want it.
Do she it. Does it. And she does it with a 3-year-old. And just watching her confidence grow and yeah. her results, I'm like, wow, that's awesome.
Let's take another break. When we get back, I want to go back to what you just said. You just said three times, maybe four, he's going to teach me something. She's going to teach me something. Because my guess is, having known you for all of like 42 minutes now, my guess is that you always want to learn and that you probably always been like that. So let's talk about just like how the power of wanting to learn and being open to learning mm-hmm. can be so transformative. We'll do that right after this. 22.
22 what?
22 what? As we record this, that's how many Democrats are in the race now to unseat the Republican president, Donald Trump, as president. 22!
Wow.
Our Hearst Television Commitment 2020 coverage extends to the podcast world this year with WMUR-TV's The Trail. Host Adam Sexton interviews all the big names as they make their way through the battleground that is New Hampshire. Check out The Trail wherever you get your podcasts. So on this topic of learning, when you get to the show and you can start going through the different obstacles, mm-hmm. do you... How much, like, do you know about them before you actually do them? Do you get to practice?
We know absolutely nothing about them.
Really?
Until we see them. And they're huge. Like, the first one I did was the cyclone. And when we did
Which
that.
Which is what? Describe
so
it.
So it was the, I think it was like a 60-pound ball, like metal or like cement ball. And you pull it around with a string and you knock down these huge pillars. And so you just look at it and you're like, what would you do? Because there's like no explanation. And then they grab everybody who's doing that challenge. And somebody shows us how to do it. You're like, oh, okay. And then actually when we had our practice, we got 30 seconds. All the pillars were down. So we were just practicing swinging the rope. And I was the absolute worst. I was like, oh, good Lord, this is bad. And it was funny because like after we had done it and I ended up beating the girl in the competition, she like looked at me and I was like, yeah, I know. Like, I don't know. But we didn't even know. We didn't even know what it felt like because we never actually, like, hit it. And they're so huge. And it's not something that, like, I don't think anybody's ever done that before. I was joking around. I'm like, all the obstacles were, like, somebody who played way too many video games and was like, let's have adults do these. I mean, like, they're just, who thinks of that stuff? The Rock.
The Rock.
But,
yeah.
Like, they were all crazy. And so just by looking at him, you didn't know what you were going to do.
Did you have much interaction with him?
He came into the dressing room once and was super cool. He was very, very nice to everybody, to all of us, encouraging and cool. But it wasn't like we didn't sit down and like, well, I didn't, but I, you know, nobody really sat down and chit-chatted with him forever. But when we did talk to him, like after a win or a loss, such a nice man, like super nice man.
What was your big takeaway from being on the show?
My friends, the people that I met. I mean, like, Yeah, The Rock is super, super cool. And now that I follow him and I did my research, like, he's really cool. Like,
now that you've actually taken an interest in him after the
show. I met The Rock. He's rad. Like, seriously, honestly, like, good man. But in real day life, the people, they're my friends. Like, they're people I see every day. They inspire me and motivate me. They do things that I can't do right now, but maybe tomorrow I can. So I think just confidence in losing. You know, trying things that I have. I hate cameras. I hate interviews. No offense. Love you. You're great. But, like,
it's funny you hate what you're actually pretty good at, but okay.
It's scary. So it was one of those things just, like, life philosophy, if it scares you, you have to do it. You know, like with the kids. And that was huge with my girls, too. I wanted to say, well, I did this, so you have to do that. You know, your kids are like, but mom, I'm scared. We'll do it. You know, like, it's not something like we talk about things, but most of the time it's like, no, do it. If it scares you, do it. You fail. Cool. You know what it feels like. And maybe the next time it won't hurt so bad or maybe worse, you know, like, I don't know. So it was just something that, like, you just do. So, and even with, like, the aftermath of Titan, I'm like, okay, if somebody says, do you want to try to do this? Like, with CalFit, I did the train with the Titan. I'm like, no, I really don't want to do that. That's scary. But, like, I'm a yes girl. Everything's yes, and so I can learn and I can be stronger and be super uncomfortable and awkward. And then I can tell my girls, like, no, like, dude, that's life. Do it. It's scary. Do it.
What's been the impact for your family, this radical change? Like, is your husband like, my wife can bench press me and the truck, me in the truck? Like, is that, because sometimes when one person grows that much, sometimes that's hard in a family.
No, like, my 18-year-old, very supportive, goes with me everywhere. Like, she's my biggest cheerleader, and she always just says, like, oh, I'm so proud. And she's clear on the person that she wants to be and what she wants to do. And I'm so incredibly proud of her. My oldest, she's totally into fitness. Well, like, running and being a college student, that is so hard. And so she got a little bit of grief, like, oh, my abs like your mom's. And she's like, mom. And
because everybody kind of figured out who her mom was this year.
So for a long time, we were just sisters. So it was cool. But it was just cool because now I've watched her transform. Like, when she was at college, she thought, you know, she was eating smoothie bowls and eating everything perfect, like the healthy stuff we're taught is healthy and good for us. And she was eating all that and, you know, very lean and, you know, healthy girl. And then she took a nutrition class and learned that, wow, no, I'm consuming so much sugar. I'm lucky that I didn't get huge. And so she started, like, working. She always would go to the rec center and work out and stuff. But one of her classes, she took a running class. And then, you know, being an RA, her friends will take her places. And so she's transformed her body, and she did it on her own.
Which is probably even more powerful, isn't it? Because she, like you, had to figure it out on her own.
It was so cool. And it's so funny because, like, I think about things. Like, if you ask me what my greatest accomplishments are in life.
I was going to. That was coming up.
It's always my kids. Totally my kids. And so, like, the first thing was, you know, when my oldest got the RA position, she told me, I just didn't want to be a financial burden to you anymore.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, wow. So her tuition went from $30,000 down to $6,000 a year because she took this. Holy cow. Like, whose kid does that? If that's not a life win.
I hope it's my kid at some point.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So that was like a win. And then my oldest, both my girls, they're so modest. And I'm like, dude, we have the same parts. Chill out. And they're like, mom, I don't get it still. But she sent me like a progress pic. And I was like, is that my kid? Like, and just, she's like, oh, my abs. And I was like, whoa. I was like, that's so cool. And it wasn't, I don't even know if I really acknowledged her abs. I acknowledged the fact that she had confidence and she did something and she was proud and she showed that to me. And then I got another one and I was like, wow. And then she just started like telling me, oh, mom, you should try this or you should do that. And so when you find out, like, you watch your kids grow and just be cool, like, that's
and
that's amazing.
And be good with themselves.
Yeah.
You know? It's interesting that it took a therapist to say, put your head up. Do you think a lot of us walk down with our head down?
Absolutely. You know, and when she told me, like, I don't care if you fake it, one of the first things that I did, and it was so hard, is, like, when I was walking across the street, like, from the grocery store, I would make sure I would make eye contact with somebody and just give a little smile or say hi. It would start with a smile, and then it was a hi. And then I noticed, okay, and it was just practicing keeping my head up. And then holding doors open for people because it's kind. And because, like, it was just another way for me not to, you know, put my head down. And then, like, my best friend, he, football player, he always tells me, like, shoulders down, chin up. He's like, walk with enough FU, you know, just like, just show that you're there to own it. And then all of a sudden you don't feel like you have to hide anymore.
You might just believe it after that.
Yeah, but you have to practice. It's hard. I still have to practice.
Are you open to, like, debunking a few excuses? Because I bet people ask you for, like, fitness advice all the time now.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
sometimes?
For sure.
Okay. Well, let's go there. What do you say to somebody who says, I'm too tired?
Well, if you put your phone down for a little bit, you have time. And if you're tired, actually, that's why I run at nap time. Because I am exhausted at 1. And if I go, I know it's going to take me 27 minutes. I go run 4 miles. I come back and I'm like, woo, okay, I'm ready for round 2. The kids are getting up and we're good to go. It just, the working out gives you energy. So just try it, you
know.
Just
find the time.
Yeah,
get it in.
Squeeze it in.
What about if somebody said, I can't afford to go to a gym?
You don't need to. Like, most of the stuff you can do body weight. Instagram has at-home workouts everywhere. You can go to, my favorite, you can go to Ross. I bought my first kettlebell there for like $7.99. I bought a ball slam there for like $8.99. Like, you can afford it. You can use your kid's ball. You can use your child. Like, if you want it, you can do it.
You can use your child.
You can use your child. It's fun. You put them on your legs like an airplane. You bring them up. You pray they don't fly. Like.
All right. The last one, and this one is, I think, maybe a little bit controversial these days. But what if somebody says, I think I look fine the way I am, whether they're healthy or not?
You know, it kind of hurts my heart a little bit. And I think that we should all just kind of want more from ourselves, like continually evolving. Like, you, I don't know, just want more. Like, if you're fine with yourself, then is that the end? Then what next? Like, good, high five you, you're fine with yourself. I'm fine with myself, but fine isn't good, fine isn't great. Like, I don't know, fine's not fantastic. Like, I just want people to want more.
It's the other F word.
Yeah.
It is. I know, I say that all the time. I hate the word fine.
Yeah, it's
I think it's like good.
That means like leave me alone. I don't want to talk. Like, I'm not interested in it. Why not be interested in yourself?
What do you want to do next? Cage fighting?
Yeah, don't want to cage fight. I don't know. I don't know what anything. I want something new. I want something challenging and different. I've been toying around with not bodybuilding. I've been working out with some of my Total Nutrition teammates who are bodybuilders. And so I'm finding out like where CrossFit or running has like isolation movements. So I am getting stronger. So when I go to CrossFit, I realize that I am stronger. I get that a lot. Like, are you a bodybuilder? Are you going to go on stage? My girls told me from day one, Mom, you being muddy and you doing what you do is so much cooler than a bikini. Don't be a bikini. And I get that. I kind of want to do it because that's a science. Those girls work so hard. But I, too, was one of those people who's like, anybody can starve themselves and put on a bikini. That's not what they're doing. Like, it is a science. They're working so hard. And I think they need more respect for that. But it's something that I can't ever do just with my girls. It's too much. And it's not for them. And they like me dirty. And
They like Mom.
They like me the way I am.
But still challenging yourself and wanting to do some different things.
Totally. Like, if anybody has any ideas, I'm so up for something fun.
Yeah.
Like, truck pulling, cage fighting. Don't really like heights, but I'll try that. I lied on the interview. They're like, are you afraid of heights? I'm like, nope. Really, what are you going to do on that show that there's going to be heights? The whole thing was heights. Like, I was like, oh, good Lord, I should have said yes. Like, don't lie. It's bad.
Oh.
Like, not cool.
And your best advice to somebody who's hearing this and thinking, okay, well, maybe I'm not fine. Maybe I want to be better.
I hope so.
What would you say?
Well, you know, I think it's just like the tiny things in life. It's the tiny things that hurt you and it's the tiny things that help you. And it's like one day at a time. I always like joke around with like, you know, if you want to start eating right, say today I'm not going to have chocolate. That's how I started. I don't really like chocolate. So day one of no chocolate, piece of cake. Like, I won day one. Day two, I was like, no juice. Guess what? I don't drink juice. So that was cool. I had 2 days of no chocolate and no juice. And then I actually started picking things that were a little bit more challenging, but by that time I had confidence, and so I like weeded out all the stuff I didn't want.
But you said
I'm such a preschooler.
A little bit.
You're like, my girl's like, Mom, you don't even like that. I'm like,
whatever, I didn't eat it.
but you set yourself up to learn what it felt like to have an accomplishment.
Yeah.
And that did it.
I think we don't have accomplishments every day in life, or celebrate like the small victories or things like that. And I think that's where some of the confidence comes from. So how sad is that not to give yourself a high five every now and then, yeah. You know?
Put the flower behind your hair and be the coolest kid at preschool.
Right, for sure.
See, if I'd been in your preschool, I might have lasted more than 4 days. You might have also said, don't wear the hoop earrings to preschool. All right, let me just close. I want to read to you, Dwayne Johnson tweeted about you. And I don't think you've heard this one, because I mentioned it to you before we started this.
No, I haven't heard it.
And, boy, you're going to be bleeping right and left in this show. I apologize right now. So he said, this is right after you had appeared on the show the first time. I knew I found truly badass women to compete in Titan Games, but Chris Rogalski and Nicole Root are next level. And I would say he was right on with that.
That is a pretty good compliment.
It is a pretty good compliment.
That's a win.
That is a win. And on that note, thank you so much for coming
you.
In.
And
you know, if you end up in the cage, I will be there.
I'm doing age group or something.
I will buy the first ticket and I will expect you to sweat on me. All right, thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
I'm going to be honest. I think if I went to the gym, I'd be a little intimidated.
I'm going to be honest. You should be. Yeah. You know what? Beyond the just how strong she is, I feel like it's her spirit that mm-hmm. is so unusual.
Yeah.
Because I can go down to any CrossFit box and I'm going to find really strong.
Right.
Bad. Like, yeah. There are a lot of them. I work with some of them, too. But to find somebody who's that light and happy, mm-hmm. and maybe this is from being around four-year-olds all day, but that is a gift.
Yeah.
And I love what she's doing with it. And I have no doubt she will end up in a cage by choice. And she's going to do something else big just because she wants to learn, which is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Keep up with us on Dying to Ask on Instagram. You'll find me at Run Read Sip.
I'm producer Jeff.
And then you can find Nicole Root on Instagram at Nicole Root. It's N-I-C-H, by the way, O-L-E, Root, R-O-O-T. And you will find all kinds of really awesome workout stuff. She posts some really good videos, too, so you can kind of copy what she's doing. You can be a titan or not. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to do a screen grab of the show and post it on your favorite social media and tag us at Dying to Ask Podcast. We'll see you next time.
Bye.